wardrobe malfunction. When I first explored the attic above the store, I found my Buster Brown saddle shoes from when I was 2, still muddy from around the time when my mother and I left. Don't know why they didn't come with me, maybe the mud. My mother had a knack for picking out wrong things for me to wear. In junior high, all the girls wore dyed to match lavender wool skirts and angora sweaters that I coveted. Asking Mom, she bought me a purple cotton skirt, mid-calf length, and a Dr. Seuss-like polyester shaggy pattern sweater with an enormous flapping collar, which I had to wear to demonstrate my gratitude. I was somewhat saved by grandmothers who sewed, Irene, and had spectacular taste, Mimi. The Buster Browns must have come from my third grandmother, for whom I am named. Her aces in the hole were pragmatism, endurance, and a wily intelligence. When I was 13 and invited to my first dance, Mimi took me to Kistler Collister, the best store in town, and bought me a lipstick red chiffon party dress with ruching on the bodice and an impossibly swishy full skirt. I so loved that dress, still love the color red and dancing in a twirly skirt. Many of my mother's friends were great with hand-me-downs. Vera gave me a monk's hood dress in caramel brown that I dearly loved and wore until it was full of holes. Mother decided that I needed to pledge a sorority when I was a freshman. She said that way some people would have to be my friends. I went into the lion's mouth of Rush in my cobbled hand-me-downs. Vera cut my crazy curly red hair, unlike the Clairol blonde bubbles popular at the time. I wore my Grandma Mimi's red, yellow, and green plaid sundress with a dirndl skirt. Grandma Reen gave me her Robin Hood green velvet suit, Rush was in August, which was a little tight, but had a wonderful antique gold buttons down the front that had been her mother's. Mama said we couldn't afford stockings, but my shoes were vintage Kmart. Every house on campus rejected me, including the Pi Phi's, to which I was Mama's legacy. Mama cried. Later, when I finally did join a sorority, our standards chairman, Margaret, told me, "Georgia, you could be so attractive if you'd only try." By then, an art student taking sculptural welding, I'd found my own look. Largely blue jeans, my grandfather's oversized batiste dress shirt, and a boy's haircut, combat boots, and a fuck you if you can't take a joke attitude. I wonder how many other radical hippie feminists were minted in the cauldron of a horrible childhood wardrobe. Still, perusing Goodwill, I can't pass up an angora sweater.